You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Nerdy is defined as someone characterized by an obsessive interest in something. Xbox, Marvel, technology, D&D, Lord of the Rings, Escape Rooms, Pokemon, Funko Pop, Star Wars, PlayStation, comic books, Magic the Gathering, Nintendo, Harry Potter, Game of Thrones, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers. All of that is Tech D. Rob, host of the Nerd News Podcast, your source for everything nerdy.
I realize you guys are all nerds.
And this is the Nerd News Podcast.
Welcome to the Nerd News Podcast. It's been a long time since I've done one. The reason for that, I'll get into in the next segment of the Nerd News Podcast. But just know, back to once a week now. And it's a little light week overall, but I will give you some things along the way that I've done in the past few weeks. Not a lot, because I really haven't done much other than work, and I'll explain all that in the next segment of the Nerd News Podcast. So, let's get started with what we always start with, the quick hits. On iOS today is Hades, a game I cannot recommend enough. Now, I don't know if you want to play it on iOS, but it was a great game. I played it when it was on the Xbox Game Pass. Highly recommend it. Hi-Fi Rush is out on PlayStation 5 as of today. Lightyear Frontier is out on the next-gen Xbox and PC. MLB The Show 24 comes out for current and next-gen PlayStation Xbox, along with Switch. I don't know if it's been on Switch before, but it is there this year. Alone in the Dark, the new version of that, is out on next-gen consoles and PC. Call of Duty Warzone Mobile, is out on iOS and Android as of Thursday. Also Thursday is Final Fantasy XIV A Realm Reborn on Xbox, Final Fantasy XIV Endwalker, Final Fantasy XIV Heavensward, Final Fantasy XIV Shadowbringers, Final Fantasy XIV Stormblood, all on the Xbox X and S, available to you on Thursday. Horizon Forbidden West makes its way to PC. That is the PlayStation exclusive game that's been out for the PlayStation for a little while. Midnight Ghost Hunt is out on PC as of Thursday as well. And then we get to Friday, where some big releases are making their way. First, on PlayStation 5 only, is Rise of the Ronin. I haven't seen much about it, but people seem to be very excited about it. Dragon's Dogma 2 is the other one, and that's a huge release. Dragon's Dogma was a big game for everybody. And apparently there was already a sequel to Dragon's Dogma, but it wasn't called Dragon's Dogma 2, or maybe, because that's what my cousin told me, and he was more into these than I am. But PlayStation 5, Xbox X and S, along with PC for those. And then on the Switch, Princess Peach Showtime, the very first Peach game, very first Nintendo game where Peach is like the main character. So it's a big step for the Nintendo Switch. That is all the video games. Movie-wise, on digital this week, you have One Love, which is the Bob Marley movie. Came out the same weekend as Madam Web. Did significantly better, obviously. Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, and Immaculate are in theaters this weekend. I will be seeing Ghostbusters on Friday. And if I get to the theater and they have the AMC, and if AMC has the Ghost Trap popcorn bucket, I'm going to be hard-pressed not to spend, I believe it was $30 or $40 on it. I may have to give in and buy that because it's pretty cool. That's all the quick hits for this week. So when we get back from the break here, I will tell you about some things that's been going on with my life and what's coming up and whatever else I want to tell you about. It's my podcast. I'll do what I want. I'll be back.
@TechD_Rob on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. More Nerd News Podcast next.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Follow Tech D Rob on Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch at TechD_Rob. This is the Nerd News Podcast.
Welcome back to yet again. It's going to be another quick, short Nerd News Podcast, simply for the reason that I'm stretched a little thin these days, but it's getting better. And what I've been doing is we've revamped the Ace and TJ show almost completely. So when you would listen from 6 to 10, you would hear 5, 6, 7 minutes of content. Then you'd hear a 12-minute break, a 13-minute break in some cases, 8-minute break, 9-minute break. No longer. Because we record the whole show back to back to back to back to back to back for you. Now, it's not going to be live anymore, but it's close to live. We are doing it to make sure it does two things. Number one, it allows us to do more content in a shorter amount of time. And we're doing so much content every day. So much. It's insane how much content there is. It's the most content we've ever done in a single day ever before. And you're going to want to check it out if you made your way here from the Ace and TJ show. If you're not, if you found me elsewise, I appreciate you being here, but I just don't feel like there's very many of you. So if you did find me somewhere other than the Ace and TJ show, I'd love to know. Just send me a message on Instagram, X, or just those two. TechD_Rob on all, most platforms, that is, if it's available. So there's more content than ever before. That's the first reason, is there's more stuff for you to take in. The second reason is if you listen to it on our app and you got those 8-minute breaks, you were bored out of your mind. Because, I mean, we're playing commercials, yeah. But it's for 8 minutes. And we appreciate that you did listen and you stuck around. But now, 3 minutes is the max. That's the most amount you'll go from one segment to another if you're listening live. And if you're not listening live and you want to listen on podcast, you still have that option. At 10 a.m., all of the full show, Extra Funny, Extra Extra Funny, and the new TJ's podcast are available for you. All at 10 a.m., wherever you get podcasts, which is YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, all those different places where podcasts can be found, and even the video podcasts on YouTube. And even you can find it at our Prime Plus without any ads at all. And when you do that, I don't think anybody knows this right now, but you probably get it earlier than anyone else because I set the other things to a real time release. Whereas the way we upload these Prime Plus videos, I don't have a way to set a timer for those to go off. So as soon as they're done and recorded and I upload them, they're ready for you on that. It's pretty cool. So if you're a Prime Plus subscriber, you get the video podcasts before anybody gets audio or video of anything. So you are in, I almost said in like Flynn, but like, I don't think anybody my age even knows that reference. It's like I think it was a movie called In Like Flynn. I don't know. But anyway, that's what's been going on. I've had to adjust. It's a lot going on in the mornings. There's a lot of work being done. And I'm pretty drained at the end of the day, which is good. It's a good thing. Because there would be days where I would come home. I mean, I've taken a nap a good bit. I'll tell you that much. Cause it's just my brain is all over the place. But it's for the better. And, we hope that you appreciate all the new content. And, like I said, it shouldn't affect the Nerd News Podcast going forward. Man, it just got real bright. I don't know if you could tell on the camera, but oh, there it goes. We're back. Good. Some more cloud cover. So today on the Nerd News Podcast, I'm going to give you a couple different things that I want to update you on. So the number one thing is I saw Dune 2 over this long hiatus that I've had, and I have to say it's one of the best movies ever made. Hands down, better than most anything I've seen this in the 2020s. I can't think of anything off the top of my head that stands out above this movie. I mean, there's got to be something, but it's not doing anything for me off the top of my head. I want to see it again. The issue is I have to go see it again before Friday because it will then be out of the IMAX and Dolby theaters. And this is a movie you have to see in those formats. You literally, if you're going to see these movies, it has to be those formats. And I'll tell you what. IMAX specifically, because Denis Villeneuve, or however you pronounce his name, the director, made stuff specifically for IMAX. And I didn't see it in IMAX to begin with. I saw it in the Dolby because they have a more comfortable chair situation and I can be spread further apart from other people. But I do plan, well, I hope to. I'm going to look at my schedule after I record this podcast and find a way to see the IMAX one before it leaves theaters. It is worth the extra money if you need to, but if you have the AMC A-list, it is not extra money. You just pay for the AMC A-list and you get access to the IMAX or the Dolby. Again, not an ad for AMC. I believe in the product. It's well worth your time. The PlayStation VR 2 is ramping down production because they are sitting on a backlog of... I'm sorry. They're sitting on back stock, not backlog. Backlog would mean they didn't make enough of them, but they can't sell these PlayStation VR 2s because nobody wants it because the MetaQuest is better. And if you have the money for something better than a MetaQuest, the Apple Vision Pro thing's probably better too. But I will say this for sure, PlayStation VR 2, one of the worst ones. So don't even look into it. If they ever go on super discounted sale from this being a failure, even then, probably still not worth it, simply because there just won't be support for it. So who knows? We'll see. We'll see if that's something in the future that they're going to look into. A PS5 Pro specs have been leaked. Now, it's from a source that I don't remember the source, but IGN posted about it. And I'll tell you that I got this information from IGN. They have the resource. The source from that. And they believe it's someone that is to be trusted with this kind of information. Now, they say it's a 10% increase in CPU. Nominal. Not a bad increase. But the GPU, however, is increased from 10.28 teraflops to somewhere between 16 and 17. And you know what? That sounds cool, but I don't know what the hell that means. Teraflops was a thing I've never heard of until the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X were on the horizon and people were trying to boast about their teraflops. And it didn't mean anything to me. So if it means something to you, cool. I mean, but it's more teraflops, so it's got to be better, right? I'm guessing it's going to be around $600 when it comes out. So we'll see how that goes. Wednesday is the premiere of the X-Men 97 show. Now, if you follow any sort of nerdy thing on Twitter or any social media, you'll know that the showrunner for X-Men 97 was let go like a week ago. And they didn't have specifics as to why at first. Now, it does lead you to believe they don't have much confidence in this project. But then they renewed it for a third season already. I think they planned it for a first and second season already. So they have already renewed it for a third season. So maybe it's not the product. They did say, however, that this man, this is the rumor anyway. I don't know if it's been officially stated by Disney or whatever, but his conduct on OnlyFans was the issue. Now, it doesn't say if it's, he has an OnlyFans page and that he did, the reason he had that is not, it doesn't go well with the Disney mindset, or if he was just on OnlyFans all throughout the shoot and he'd be like, hey, cut, come look at this, guys. I don't know. I really don't know. You'd hope it's not the second one, right? That's very unprofessional. But if it's the first one, I mean, I get why Disney would want to get rid of him, but it's his prerogative. I don't know. I think. But he's not the face of it either. Like, he's just the dude behind it. I don't know. Things are so transparent these days with, directors and all that kind of stuff that I feel like if you're in any sort of a public eye, it's going to come back to haunt you to have an OnlyFans page. If you are one of those people who are making content for an OnlyFans, not just subscribing to an OnlyFans, which that could also bite you in the ass too, I guess. Anyway, so the next thing I want to talk about, I don't have a good transition here, but Star Wars Unlimited, I guess that's a Disney transition. So also a Disney news, Star Wars Unlimited, the TCG, has made its way to store shelves. It is made by Fantasy Flight Games. If you're familiar with their board games, this is their first foray into the trading card game world. And I'd say it's pretty successful. From what I understand, they have multiple sets planned for down the road. It's already got a, what's the word I'm looking for? It's got OP, organized play, which is very important in a trading card game's health, simply because, you know, I've played many a game that just didn't get any support from the company who made it in the way of like prizes for tournaments and all that kind of stuff. And, it just died. Though this one, they're starting off strong. I've played in 3 different tournaments for it now. All 3 were sealed events. So what that means is the first one was they give you 5 or 6 packs. I can't remember. You build a deck from what's in that box and you get a Luke leader and a Vader leader. And those, one of those two can be your leader. But if you get somebody cool in a pack, you can also use that too. But I played in that one. Then I played in 2 that are drafts. So the way a draft works is you have 3 packs. You open all 3 packs to begin with, pull your leader out of the pack, draft from that, those 3, you pick one, pass. Then someone else will pass you too. You pick one, pass that last one to the person beside you. You now have 3 leaders in your hand because you took one from your pack, you took one from the person next to you's pack, and then you took one from the pack that was beside them. So that's how a draft works. I don't know if you've ever played a game of Magic Draft, but it is very similar, except this one has a leader mechanic where at the start of the game, you choose a leader. Current available ones, obviously Luke, Vader, Boba Fett's one, no Ahsoka, no, not yet, Cassian Andor's one, who else? Han Solo, of course, Princess Leia, and then there's more and more. IG-88 is one even, and he's very small character in the movies, in my opinion. But the game's a lot of fun, and it reminds me of a game that I played in my younger years called Full Metal Alchemist trading card game. That was also a leader-based game. So if you're familiar with the show, you had characters like Alphonse, Edward, Izumi, Curtis, Scar, the homunculus, you know, Lust was one, Envy. So the list went on and on and on. But it takes that mechanic from a game, makes it better. Another thing that sets Star Wars Unlimited apart from other trading card games is most trading card games, you have one field of battle, right? So like in Magic, all your things are in the same area. They might have flying where they can go over the other characters, and they have the other characters have to have flying to be able to fight with them. But in this game, you have ground units and you have space units. This is one of the first instances I've known that mixes those two kind of things together. You have in your middle area, you're going to have your location, your base that you're trying to protect, and your leader. And then you're going to have one side is your space units and one side your ground units. And those units can only fight with each other. And it's a pretty cool mechanic. I'm a big fan of it. I think that's pretty cool. But if you have any interest in playing the game, there's a $30 to $35 starter deck situation that's got it's cards exclusive to these starter decks. So if you really are interested in the game, you probably do want to pick this up anyway. But it's a good way to learn the game. It is Luke and Vader, of course. And, you know, Luke got C-3PO, R2-D2. Vader's got, you know, people he's got who I can't. There's no big names coming to mind. I don't think Palpatine's in the deck. But he has a card available to you. He's also a leader available to you. So the game will continue to expand all those things going forward. But I'm very excited about the start of the game. However, some cards have already skyrocketed upwards of $80. There's a Darth Vader card that's pretty busted that is around $80 for a base version of it. And that is wild. Some of the cards go up to $300, maybe more, but those are ones, alternate versions of game, ones you can get easier in the set. So those are a lot less necessary to play the game, but they are still cool. So that is Star Wars Unlimited, the Fantasy Flight Games TCG. in a nutshell. And if you have any questions else about it, I'd be glad to answer them with you, answer them for you. And if you're in the Charlotte area, there's a lot of stores doing a lot of stuff with it. And so far, all the ones I've gone to, people are more than happy to help you learn how to play the game, because that's how you keep a game alive. And the problem is with some games is that it takes years to get organized play. But this one already has it very well on its way. Pretty excited about the future of this game. It's going to be a lot. It's a lot of fun to play, and I highly recommend it. Mr. Beast has announced, well, I mean, Amazon announced, I think. I don't know. It's a Mr. Beast and Amazon collaboration. It is a $5 million prize thing, and it's video game based. It's all I really know, and it's called Beast Games. Of course, it's called Beast Games. But it's Mr. Beast, and the largest prize of, I think they've said, of any like game show. So that's interesting. Excuse me. And right before I was about to start this podcast, I was scrolling through Twitter and I saw a notification about Steam Family Sharing. So I looked into it. Steam Family Sharing kind of already exists. So what you can do now is you can give someone, I think it's up to 5 PCs, you can give access to your computer's games, or the ones that you've played, you've downloaded, and you've paid for on Steam. Those people can access them as long as you're logged off of Steam. Now, what this intends to do on Steam Family Sharing, the new updated version, is if you have a game, if let's say you have 2 great games, you're playing one of those great games, and one of your friends wants to play that other great game, with the Steam Family Sharing, you can now do that, as long as they're a part of your family. Now, before, it didn't have to be someone who lived in your household. I don't know if that's the case right now, because Steam, and I don't know if you can be in more than one Steam family. That seems like a big mess, the more I think about it. So I don't know that that's a good idea either way. But there was one thing in its frequently asked questions that I thought was pretty interesting. It says, what happens if my brother gets banned for cheating while playing my game? If a family member gets banned for cheating while playing your copy of a game, you will also be banned in that game. Good Lord. That is intense. So you just don't let it, just anybody into your family, because they could keep you from playing a game forever. That's insane. That's most of the new stuff I've got going on in my life. Star Wars has taken up a good bit of it. My weekends have been pretty devoted to that. And then, like, you know, I started trying to watch Star Wars, the Clone Wars cartoon. I don't know. It's not my thing. I'm still trying, because I like the story behind it. It's just there's so many episodes, over 100 to get through it. So we'll see. We will see. But next week, huge movie in the box office, Kong versus Godzilla, The New Empire, I think. Something like that. It's some sort of subtitle of, The New Empire. That's what it is, because I have it written twice on here. Ugh, I'm so stupid. So my question last week was, well, what Godzilla and Kong things do I need to have watched? And it seems to be that it's all of them. Kong Skull Island, the movie, Godzilla, the movie, Godzilla, the King of the Monsters, Monarch Legacy of Monsters, the TV show on Apple TV, and Godzilla versus Kong. You'll be ready for this new one, Godzilla X Kong, the New Empire. So that's out next week. I think I'm going to try to catch up. It's a lot of time in front of a movie, in front of a TV, though, because I don't know that I've seen I think I've seen Godzilla, and I think that's it. I don't think I remember Kong Skull Island came out. I just didn't watch it. So I don't know. We'll see. But that is the Nerd News Podcast for today. I appreciate you. If you're here still, I appreciate you sticking around while I took this minor hiatus from, you know, what I was doing. But like I said, I plan to be back and better than ever. I guess that's how I'm going to end it. See you next week.
That's it for this week's Nerd News Podcast. Follow Tech D Rob on Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch at TechD_Rob. Subscribe now. More Nerd News next week.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.